Kathy Dawes now, along with a couple other folks that we weren't expecting necessarily for the Call Valley Rodeo, but we welcome them wholeheartedly. We have Brenda Area with us, and Garrett Wilson will be talking about the Call Valley Rodeo. And I know, boy, the excitement's building. I know Jennifer, well, and I think there might be a little bit of a relationship there. I know she's talked some, and we also heard from some other folks during the county commission meeting yesterday. But I guess, Brenda, if you want to lead off, kind of remind us about the Call Valley Rodeo, what the plans are, and you know, just, I know we've talked some with Doc Klingler about Tough Enough to Wear Pink, but any, you know, the rodeo continues throughout the weekend.
It does. We have, on Thursday night is Military Appreciation Night. It runs from 5:30 to 7 with a family picnic. Kids' night is any children 12 and under can bring in a perishable item, and they can get in free. Friday night is Tough Enough to Wear Pink night, and Saturday night is just regular rodeo time.
And Garrett, I know it's always such an exciting time, and there's some differences, I guess, this year. I heard a lot about the announcer and the way they're doing some of that, but you know, share with us, Garrett, what people can expect at the rodeo this year.
Well, we have a new announcer this year. Typically, our announcer has announced from our crow's nest. This year, he will be on horseback, which, as far as I've been alive and attending the rodeo, I have never seen it at the Call Valley Rodeo. We have a new barrel man this year. He's performed at some really big rodeos, and he's performing at Dodge City Rodeo next week. So,
and you have some pretty big names, I think, coming in, too. That's always pretty exciting when it comes to the rodeo. And, I mean, this truly is a sport. If no one that's ever been to a rodeo, I mean, people take this thing seriously. And you've got some big, you know, names coming in, I think.
Oh, yeah. We have a 22-time Wrangler National Finals Rodeo appearance, Joe Beaver. He used to be a tie-down roper. Now he does team roping. Kind of hard to do tie-down roping when you get to be his age. We have quite a few good bull riders, and from what I've heard, they'll be here Friday night. We have Trey Kimsey. If no one knows who he is, you can look up his brother Sage, who is the current three-time PRCA national champion. His brother, Trey, set a record for a high school rodeo score of 89.5, which will probably never be topped.
You know, and Brenda, for anyone who's not been to a rodeo, they're very exciting. I mean, kind of describe for that person out there that's maybe never been to one what they can expect to see. I mean, obviously there's a lot of bucking, broncos, and that
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes, there is. We have bull riding, we have bareback riding, saddle bronc riding. They're pretty nice to watch. We have calf roping, steer wrestling, team roping, and barrel racing. And we have some kids' events. We have our mutton busting for ages 7 to 11. And we have what we call a nanny scramble this year for kids 7 to 11.
And mutton busting is so much fun to watch.
Yes, it is.
Garrett, do you ever happen to do that? I'm just going out on a limb here.
I don't think I ever did, but I've always wanted to.
A little too old for it now, though.
Yeah, probably. I might try bull riding now, but.
Well, and you know, Garrett, from your perspective, too, I mean, I think the whole family can enjoy this kind of thing, quite honestly. It really can. You know, who would you encourage to attend, and maybe more specifics about how they get tickets and where the money raise goes and that sort of thing, too?
You can get tickets at quite a few local vendors. Yeehaw Country Outfitters, Vanderbilt's, Dara's Fast Lanes, Tractor Supply, Orchland's, Riley, GTP Custom Meats.
Brenda has a correction, it looks like. Did you have
yes,
a correction?
Yes, we don't have Tractor Supply this year.
Right, never mind.
Okay.
Tickets are $10 in advance, and for adults, $5 for kids, and if you buy them at the gate, they're 12 and 6, I believe.
And Brenda, there's food available. And
yes, there is. We have a concession stand that's going to have funnel cakes this year, and we're going to have Sloppy Joe's. We're going to have pulled pork. We have a lot of items this year.
And it truly, I mean, of course, hopefully, it sounds like it's going to cool down just in time from what I understand.
I hope so.
It's been so hot, so unbearable. And you've had different years. You've had years where it's been pretty hot and years when it rained and the whole gamut, I would guess. Anything else, you know, Garrett, when we talk about this, anything else we kind of need to emphasize? I see you have a long list in front of you. I'm sure I'm forgetting to ask you something, but just maybe some more details about what we need to share with folks today.
Well, as of last night, we had around 220 entries, which is rather good. I mean, we're up from last year. It's one of our best years ever on paper so far. So I hope it proves to be one of the best out in the arena.
You know, Brenda, people may not realize that folks use different rodeos to show their expertise. So that's why it's great when we get some of these bigger names in and
yes,
to take
is.
Part in it. So a lot of skill involved with some of that. Well, before we wrap up today, I guess anything else we're kind of wanting to highlight, Brenda, if you want to kind of remind us again, the where's and the when's and specific nights, anything specifically that we need to let people know that way?
Thursday night's Military Appreciation Night. Friday nights are Tough Enough to Wear Pink. Saturday night, we just really don't have a whole lot going on. Our performances are at 8 o'clock each night.
Okay. And, Garrett, you want to add a few things? Or?
I think we're good here.
Okay. Well, I appreciate both of you stopping by. And, again, we've had Brenda Area with us and Garrett Wilson talking about the Kaw Valley Rodeo. When we come back, we have Charlene Brownson and Barry Mitchie with the Riley County Genealogical Society will be joining us, and you're listening to In Focus.